This is Chris Grabowski. I'm going to do a podcast on the Oxford Dictionary that HumanWare has just released that runs in the BrailleNote family of products. The nice thing about this dictionary is you can look up a word from any application or use the thesaurus from any application as well. There are two ways to do that. The first way is to go into the options menu.
Main menu.
And what you're going to do is on a QT, it is function with O, and on a BT or a PK, it is space with O, and then you're going to go to lookup word. So I'm going to do that now.
Options menu. Date, time, great for Braille and Braille keyboards, review voice, connect, visual, next point, power and back, user guide, lookup word.
Press enter.
Use dictionary or thesaurus.
Use dictionary or thesaurus. So I'm going to hit D for dictionary.
Dictionary, word to look up in dictionary.
It says word to look up in dictionary. I'm going to type in snow and press enter.
Snow, four meanings.
Press the space bar.
One, noun, atmospheric water vapor frozen into ice crystals and falling in light white flakes or laying on the ground as a white layer. E.G. We were trudging through deep snow or the first snow of the season.
Space bar again.
Two, noun, something that resembles snow in color or texture, in particular, a mass of flickering white spots on a television or radar screen caused by interference or a poor signal.
Again.
Informal. Cocaine. Three. Verb. Intransitive. It snows, it is snowing, etc. Snow falls. E.G. It's not snowing so heavily now. Be snowed in. Be confined or blocked by a large quantity of snow. E.G. I was snowed in for a week. Transitive. Figurative. Used to describe the arrival of an overwhelming quantity of something, E.G. in the last...
I'm going to go into the demonstration document that comes with the BrailleNote. So I'm going to go to the word processor.
Word processor.
Press enter.
Keyword menu. I'm
going to go to open.
Folder name. Press enter for general.
Press enter.
Document to open. Press enter.
And I'm going to go to demonstration document.
Demonstration document.
And press enter.
Top of document. This is the...
Now I'm just reading the document.
First line of a short document, which is provided.
What if I don't know what provided means? I would do Control Shift D.
Word to look up in dictionary. Press enter for provided.
And press enter, because it grabbed the word under the cursor.
Provided two entries. Provide.
Spacebar.
Provided.
And press enter.
Provided conjunction. On the condition or understanding that, E.G., cutting corners was acceptable, provided that you could get away with it.
Backspace again.
Provide.
Press enter.
An inflection of provide, three meanings.
Spacebar.
One, verb, transitive, make available or use, supply, provide someone with, equip or supply someone with, something useful or necessary, present or yield, something useful.
Again.
Two, verb, intransitive, provide for, make adequate preparation for, a possible event, E.G., new qualifications must provide for changes in technology, supply sufficient money to ensure the maintenance of, someone, of a law, enable or allow, something to be done.
Again.
Three, verb, transitive, stipulate in a will or other legal document, E.G., the order should be varied to provide that there would be no contact with the father.
Okay, so I'm going to press escape until I get out of this dictionary.
Exit provide.
Again.
Exit word to look up in dictionary.
Again.
Exit provided.
Now I'm going to read some more of this document.
A few days. Line break. With experience. With piece off. Period. New line. New line. This is the start of the second.
Okay, so I'm going to look up the word second in the thesaurus. And I'm going to do a Control Shift T on a QT or a... Enter with TH, the TH symbol, on a BT or a PK.
Word to look up in thesaurus, press enter for second.
And it grabbed the word under the cursor, which was second. So I'm going to press enter.
Second, three entries.
Now I'm going to space bar down.
Second one. Second two.
Again.
Second three. Second two.
Backspace.
Second one.
Press enter on second one.
Second, eight senses. One, adjective. The second day of the trial. Two, adjective. He keeps a second pair of glasses in his office. Three, adjective. He was demoted to the second level.
Okay, so we'll press escape.
Exit, second one, second
space two. Space bar down, see what second two is. Press enter.
Second, two senses. One, known. I'll only be gone for a second. Two, in a second, I can fix that lamp in a second.
Okay, back or escape.
Exit, second two. Second three.
Press enter.
Synonym for second, verb. He was seconded to my department.
Now what I'm going to do is hit the space bar.
Assign temporarily.
Again.
Blend.
Again.
Transfer.
Again.
Move.
Again.
Shift.
So what if I wanted to replace the word second with the word shift? I'm going to press the help key.
To insert this word under the cursor, press Ctrl with Shift with I. For antonyms, press Ctrl with Enter. To move forward or back through the list, press space or backspace. To exit the list, press Escape. Shift.
Okay, but first we'll hit Ctrl Enter and see what the antonyms are.
There are no antonyms for this entry.
Okay, so there are none. So I'm going to insert this word, Ctrl Shift I.
Replace current word or insert at cursor.
I'm going to replace the current word, so I'll hit R. And it's done.
This is the start of the shift paragraph of this document.
Okay, so it says that it just changed the sentence. It doesn't really make sense, but it's just showing you that you can use the thesaurus and the dictionary in combination with a document that you are working on. If you would like more information about the Oxford Dictionary, please visit HumanWare's website at www.humanware.com. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send me an email at cgrabowski73@gmail.com. Thank you.